Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I was reading Micah chapter 7, verses 2 through 7. Let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Keep your focus on his word. I was reading here recently Micah chapter 7 and verse 7. Boy, I tell you what, you read those first seven verses. Wow. I mean, listen, he says, the good man is perished out of the earth. There's none upright among them. They lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man for his brother. Now, this is a prophetic passage, but listen to the words here. That they may do evil with both hands earnestly. Do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for the reward. That is a bribe. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them has a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. I mean, the apostle Paul had a thorn in the side, the messenger of Satan. It's a hedge of those thorns. The day of thy watchman, those are supposed to be watching against this sin and all that's trying to enter in. And thy visitation cometh. Now shall there be perplexity. This shall be their perplexity, as a matter of fact. In other words, perplexity is the idea there in the scripture of a great problem with no solution, no way out. And so, he says, with perplexity. Then he goes on, trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. In other words, even from your wife. You can't trust anybody now. When it gets out, watch what you say around people. You know, don't just say what's on your heart and mind. Be careful. It says, for the Son disowneth the Father. As a matter of fact, Jesus in Matthew will repeat this, Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. But it says, for the Son disowneth his Father, and the father rises up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies are the men of his own house. And so there's even division in the home. When you put Christ first, it usually brings division. You preach the word, it brings division. Now, read all those bad things that Micah has just told us of the last days. And then he says in verse 7, therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. God is omniscient. He's all holy. He's omnipotent. He's the God of God, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. He's my God. He's my Lord. And the reason I'm saying that to you right now is that when I think of all that goes on in a day like today, and you've got to keep your focus on Jesus Christ. When you get focused on men and what men are saying, the things they come up with, the half-truths and all that, you're headed for problems. I mean, you're going to head for great, big problems. Don't focus on them. Pray for them. Do what we were told to do in Matthew 5:44 to you know, love them, bless them, do good to them, and pray for them. But really, keep your focus, your heart, on pleasing the Lord. If you don't please Him, all other attempts at any other thing is really a failure. It's really a failure. So look unto the Lord. He's our salvation. God will hear me. Now, all these people think that they're doing good when they gossip. This should be known. This should be said. And 99 9/10 times out of 100, that's not true. I remember in the first church I pastored, I had two parents that had mongoloid children, two different sets of parents, but I remember one particularly had called me before they came to our church and said, "Now I've got a child who's mongoloid, it's in a wheelchair, and of course can't walk, can't talk, and just can grunt and make noises and things like that. And we've tried three churches. We are fundamental, we're independent, but they don't want us bringing our child into the church building. They figure keep him in another building outside or somewhere and have somebody sit with him, but we just think it's good for our child." So I said, "Well, come on." I didn't know if maybe it's because child was making a lot of noise and disturbances. Well, that little child's name was Johnny. Johnny, he never disturbed a service the whole time that he was there. And he was there 3 or 4 years, I think, of my pastorate in that place. But I was talking to his mother one day, and his mother was a well-learned lady. I mean, she had authored books. She'd sat in the bookstores and signed autographs of books she had written. So she was well-versed, and yet here's Johnny, who's never had schooling, who's not able to talk. Johnny, who is confined to a wheelchair, and in many cases, people say, well, on top of everything, he's retarded. Now, we don't know if he's retarded just because he can't express himself. But many might say he's retarded, and he could be retarded. There are retarded people. But if you took the most retarded person, if you took the most mentally challenged, as they'd like to say today, person, you take the person, the most mongoloid child, they are closer in intellect to Albert Einstein than any of the most brilliant minds of this world, whether it be in theology or any other area. They are more close to Einstein's or those kind of minds than the minds of men, the most intellectual, the most intelligent men of our era. Then their minds are able to be to God. In other words, the understanding between them of God and those retarded of us, the greater misunderstanding is of us towards God. There's that great a span. And so when you want to look down on others, just understand that that is a very foolish thing. But if you're the one they're looking down on, keep your eyes on Jesus. Oh, He loves you, and He's so full of grace. So again, don't allow their terror or their hatred trouble you. Just keep a good conscience towards God. Set apart what your heart would contemplate in a fleshly matter, and then speak the truth in love. They may still speak evil of you, but have a good conscience and know you must continue to pray for their spirit. So again, just set apart from your heart and those things that your heart might be tempted to contemplate in a fleshly matter. And then just seek the truth, speak the truth in love. Continue to pray. False accusers will be there always. I found one of the best illustrations that I have ever used for half-truths and false accusers. A half-truth is this. I say, I went to a restaurant, and this can be the actual truth. I went to a restaurant, and I saw Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones in a dimly lit, high-class restaurant, sitting across the table from each other with very friendly smiles as they looked across the table at each other. And that could be very true. And everybody said, oh, man. But you see, I said that to bring you to a wrong conclusion. Yes, Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones was doing that, but what I didn't tell you, Mr. Jones and Mrs. Smith was also at the table. Okay, so that brings a whole different light on it, doesn't it? But see, I could cause you to think the wrong thing by saying that earlier thing. But I think of those kind of people, false accusers, gossips, sowers of discord. Look, I've had people that have worked in our Christian school, and they get a bee in their bonnet, and so they are upset with me, they're upset with the school, they're upset with the principal or somebody else. But when they leave, they're not only vocal, they try to talk others into leaving. Now, sometimes others will go with them, then they find out that those ones that talked them into leaving is not paying their bills and doing other things that they need, okay? But, again, the Bible even talked about that. Jesus warned us of it. He warned us that there would be tares among the wheat. By that, he meant there'd always be hypocrites in a local church. You got one that's given to gossip. You've got one who's a hypocrite because they're claiming to be a child of God who loves the Lord and trying to walk with God, and then they're running things down. That's a hypocrite. And I'm not talking about they're speaking against false doctrine. They're speaking against those kind of things like that. Usually they're speaking against the good standards that you have. They're speaking against people and not the standards. And you know, they're not standing up for the standards. They're not standing up for sound doctrine. So there are tares among the wheat in a local church. And we live in a day when the local church is threatened. And the people who remain must stand. And those are the people whose love for God must be real, evidenced by their love for their enemies and the love of their brethren. So again, I say, stay true. Stay true. Keep your eyes on Jesus, not on man. Now keep it in mind that the plan for prayer isn't to get the will of our old nature or our lust fulfilled. It is to get God's will accomplished in and through us on earth. You realize that the Lord did not wash our old nature. He gave us a new nature. If you're saved, you got two natures in you right now. You got an old nature and a new nature. God didn't redeem your old nature. He gave you a new nature, and he gave a regeneration to your dead spirit that is separated from God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.